Alright. So here is actually we're coming back now to our sixth example. So MPI underbar send is blocking standard. Remember there were these various categories. So it's this is a blocking thing and it's standard. I should say there is a difference between blocking and synchronous. In blocking, the send goes off, and I believe it just waits for the send to have left the user space. With synchronous, it actually waits for the receive to happen, so it's like an acknowledgement. The original operating system we built was always actually synchronous, because we actually use the message passing to synchronize the processes directly. We required essentially an acknowledgement. There was effectively an acknowledgement that the data had been received. All right. So what does the send need? It needs the initial start address of the data to be sent. It needs to know the number of items, and this is not the number of bytes, it's the number of items, because the next variable is the type. On any computer, a particular type has a particular number of bytes in it, and so you can work out how many bytes to transmit from the type. And remember, we defined all these various types, real, complex, double, char, etc., with the MPI underbar in front of them. This is the name of the processor. Whenever I write processor, you can read process, because on a particular implementation, it could be a process. I mean, you can implement MPI on a sequential computer with a bunch of processes. So it's just these are just independent running programs. Here is a tag. Here is this magic communicator. And here is this error flag, which of course is absent in C, because then the error flag is returned. So the simplest example, you do not need a tag, because the tag is only necessary to allow some sort of advanced filtering. And so for our classic examples where everybody knows what's going on, a tag is unnecessary. So this is an example of kitchen sinkish. Some general complex application might like a tag, but it is certainly not in general necessary. Actually, the communicator itself effectively has a tag defined in it, but there are essentially two tags in MPI. An explicit tag and one built in the communicator. So a data type would be MPI underbar real. The communicator is typically MPI underbar com underbar world. And so here's the Fortran array send buffer you start. These are the number of elements. This is the data type. It's a real. This is the destination process. This is the tag we set to zero. This is the communicator we set to be the world. And this is the error flag. Notice even though we're sending to a single destination processor, the communicator is the world, because this says this is this particular destination process in this world. So that will be different from if we change the world to a different group, that will be in principle a different processor. Okay, but in all simple examples, you will set the communicator to be the full world, because that's what you want. You only have a single world you're dealing with.